as I walked into the festival community, I bumped into a steward, said, Sorry sir, excuse me. Cool. I asked him for directions, but then somebody else must have gone and just grabbed his attention.
Because he done one.
But that's cool. I find another someone to finish off his sentence and point me to the entrance. To the gates where they seem to scan the tickets, where the dogs do the sniffing and the people aren't much different. I can't find my festival money. I lost my wallet, my mate's skin, and it's far from funny. I thought this would be
easy-ish.
Then I lost my
50 quid.
When people get there,
cheesy chips.
I'm contemplating
eating dips.
Boozed up, boozed up, queued up. The steward started stewing up. Excuse us,
something about a drug search. What's that up your stuff, sir?
Nothing got a trust, sir. Just a pillow I was hugging from the bus, sir. You know what it's like on the megabus. Everyone is mega fuss. People always talking too loud.
But it's never us.
Well behaved for the 10 of us. Anyway, he thought that I was selling drugs. An accusation unfair. I'd never carry drugs.
Can I buy them when I'm in there?
Festival bands wrapped about an inch around my hands. That's the way it's gotta be. So later I can let in sound. Festival bands wrapped about an inch around my hands. That's the way it's gotta be. So later I can let in Sam. Sam can't afford the ticket price, so I gotta sneak him in the dead of night.
Oh shit.
My phone just died.
Sam's gonna be pissed off. I need Sam here for the festival to lift off. He's my best mate, you see. The only time we lose connections when I've got no battery. Now we're on the inside.
Follow us the pop band.
The queue's history as we pass 10. Need to hurry up and pitch up.
We discuss.
Is this picturesque enough for us?
Group picture.
Faces to disgust. We've been stitched up. The only place left to pitch
is the perimeter.
Settle down the luggage. Unpack the bags and mallet.
A peg
and a beer in my hand. Memories of good times spent. That tent's been flooding and the pegs are quite bent. But we'll use them again.
We will.
So. Everyone went to the arena. I said, I'll see ya. Twiddling my thumbs just seems wrong. Dream on. How long have I been gone? Discussing philosophy with a man dressed as a tree frog. Duke boots on, don't call me Mr. Wellington. Flat out my back on my festival telephone. Heaven knows
I never know
when my mates did they ever go. Zipping round a camp like a velodrome. I'm here at a random campsite. Staring down with hippies just contemplating ant life. Another bug's teeming in the scenery. What does all this greenery mean to me?
Nature!
Gone off track, man, I've gone off piste. The sun's gone down, but there's no need for skis or a chairlift to lift me. I got these new friends, but I need Sam with me.
Festival bands wrapped about an inch around my hands. That's the way it's gonna be. So later I can let in Sam. Festival bands wrapped about an inch around my hands. That's the way it's gotta be. So later I can let in Sam. Sam can't afford the ticket price, so I gotta sneak him in the dead of night.
Now it's 4 a.m. and I feel downhearted. No closer to finding Sam since my search started. I was at the gate for what felt like hours, thinking why the phones have to be battery powered. Couldn't charge it either because I had no cash, which meant no lunch, no dinner, no midnight snack. Sat alone by the tent nursing my last beer. I'm not really feeling it when Sam's not here. As the night fades and the morning light rises, I make out a shape beyond my half-closed eyelids. Can't make it out, there's a figure in the distance. My drunken eyes try to figure out who it is then. As he gets a bit closer, stranger looks stranger. Try to arrange a clearer picture. Am I in danger? He's covered in mud from head to toe. But I know that jacket, it couldn't be though. And I know that struck. My mind tries to place him. As he gets a bit closer, I'm struck by amazement. My vision's validated, I don't understand. Standing before me, my best mate Sam. As if it couldn't get any better, he spins his backpack around, plunges his hand in and whacks out my £50.